Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and thank you for joining us on this Monday. It's great to have you with us. Today we begin a brand new series by Derek Prince called The New Life. And I'll tell you what, Derek has revelation into the new life of a believer, unlike almost anybody I've ever heard. And I've pastored for many years and have heard lots of teachers. And of course, many people have revelation from God on this topic. But Derek Prince had a revelation into what the new life was that really has challenged me. Part of that is that when he became a believer, he was radically transformed. I mean, had been a heavy whiskey drinker after he became born again, couldn't even walk into a bar. His feet wouldn't take him inside of a pub or a bar. And so it was a radical transformational experience. This is what the new life is, and this is what he's going to teach us. We're going to learn today about who Jesus was in terms of eternity and coming to be incarnated on the earth and giving his life and what it meant for us. And we're also going to learn about how our destiny is wrapped up in the way that we respond to Jesus. Now, you're going to be able to hear today the real giftedness of Derek Prince in teaching, in that he's not only going to make it personal and warm and devotional, but he's also going to do that scholarly thing of breaking out the Greek and the Hebrew and helping us understand the culture and the grammar, the language behind the words of the Bible. You're going to enjoy this, and perhaps more importantly, you're going to be changed by it. So let's listen now as Derek Prince talks to us about the power of our new life.
The title for my talks this week is Born of God. I'll be sharing about the most profound, life-changing experience that can ever happen to any human being. This experience of being born of God is one in which eternity becomes part of time and God becomes part of man. To understand it, we have to go back before time to eternity. And this is possible only through the inspired revelation of Scripture, the Bible. Nowhere else do we have access to this truth. It's confined within the pages of the Bible and the teaching that comes from those pages. We're going to go to the opening verses of John's Gospel, in which John pictures a relationship within the eternal being of God. In these opening verses, he introduces us to two divine persons, God and the Word. His opening words are in the beginning, and for any Jewish mind, that would immediately turn it back to the opening book of the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, which begins with the same words, in the beginning, and continues, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And that opening verse of the Old Testament, like this verse in John's Gospel, is extremely significant because in it, the mystery of the nature of God is contained in seed form. In Genesis 1, verse 1, the word for God, in Hebrew Elohim, is plural. But the verb that follows it, created, is singular. So right in the opening verse of the Bible, we have both the singular and the plural related to the person of God. And it's in the beginning. In other words, it's before creation took place, before time began. There is God. We do not say there was God, but there is God. God one and yet more than one, combining in himself the paradox of unity and plurality. And actually, this paradox continues to be unfolded throughout the Bible, coming to its full culmination in the New Testament and in the person of Jesus. Now we'll look at the words of John. As I've said, he starts with the words, in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is God. He was with God in the beginning. The phrase that's translated with God in the original Greek is toward God. And it says elsewhere in the scripture that he was in the bosom of the Father. It pictures the most intimate personal relationship between God the Father and the Son, the Word. Then speaking about this divine Word, it says, through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now the Greek word translated by the English word, word, in this passage is logos. Logos is one of the most profound and meaningful words in the Greek language, and the Greek language is an extremely rich language. Logos means much more than the English word by which we translate it, word. We can say that this Greek word logos means understanding, reason, intelligence, purpose. It's a word that you cannot translate by one single English word. So as we view this picture given us here of the Word who was with God and was God, we could perhaps describe this divine Word in some such phrases as these. The infinite understanding and purpose of God, expressed not in mere theory or knowledge, but in a person. How important that is to see that the ultimate revelation of God is not just in a theory. It's not just in intellectual knowledge. It's not in words, plural, but it's in a word, the divine word, a person. You see, personality is much higher than that which is not personal. And so it's very appropriate that the complete revelation of God is not contained just in things, in words, in writings, but it's contained in a divine person. And this divine person is related to God as a son to a father. He shows forth the perfect likeness of God. Elsewhere in the Epistle to the Hebrews, which is also addressed specifically to the Jewish mind, it says he's the express image of the Father's person. He's the channel of his creative activity. Everything that was created by him, and he's the source of all life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
You know, we've just heard about a great mystery, one of the great mysteries of Scripture. The fact that we have God described to us in the Bible, and then we also have this being called the Word. And sometimes it's obvious it's Jesus, and sometimes it's obvious that it is the actual spoken words of God. But both operate in our lives, and they operate in a transforming way, in a way that causes our new life to be so pronounced and so defined. Derek has really helped us to understand this. It makes me excited about renewing the foundational truths of my new life and making sure that I'm living every inch of the new life that God has ordained for me. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When life seems lifeless and hope far away, it's time for change, a complete transformation. In his encouraging book, Transformed for Life, Derek Prince reveals how Jesus' death on the cross began a marvelous transformation that can reach into your life right now. Through its pages, you'll discover how God's sacrificial gift forever changed the lives of those who know him and why his sacrifice will take care of you completely. God's love for you is far from ordinary. Isn't it time for you to see how you can become transformed for life? To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95, and if you order now, we will make sure you receive it in time for the holidays. God has a transformed life waiting for you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today on this Monday. And we're diving into some of the deep truths of God's Word. Derek has been teaching us from the Greek and the Hebrew, helping us understand God and His Word, this other entity called the Word, and how it applies to Jesus and who Jesus actually is. And he's making in this teaching an amazing statement that our destiny is absolutely determined by how we respond to Jesus, by how we respond to this Word that took on human flesh. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about the new life.
How important that is to see that the ultimate revelation of God is not just in a theory. It's not just in intellectual knowledge. It's not in words, plural, but it's in a word, the Word, the divine Word, a person. You see, personality is much higher than that which is not personal. And so it's very appropriate that the complete revelation of God is not contained just in things, in words, in writings, but it's contained in a divine person. And this divine person is related to God as a son to a father. He shows forth the perfect likeness of God. Elsewhere in the Epistle to the Hebrews, which is also addressed specifically to the Jewish mind, it says he's the express image of the Father's person. He's the channel of his creative activity. Everything that was created by him, and he's the source of all life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now we come to the next amazing revelation of Scripture. In God's appointed time, this divine eternal Word was manifested in human history in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. John says in his Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14, "The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." So he took human form, and he was found among men just as a man, yet nevertheless at certain times his eternal glory was manifested to the eyes of his disciples. The coming of this divine Word to earth in the person of Jesus of Nazareth was attested by the last of the great prophets of the old order, John the Baptist. The Apostle John records of John the Baptist in his Gospel, chapter 1, verse 15. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, or was preferred before me, because he was before me.'" So this divine eternal Word manifested in the person of Jesus was before John. Not merely was, but he is. He is the eternal, self-existent Word of God. And then a little further on in the first chapter of John's Gospel, verse 18, we read this: "No one has ever seen God," that's God the Father, "but God, the only Son," the unique Son. That Greek word means two things. It means the only begotten, and it means only one of a kind. There is no other Son like this divine, eternal Son of God. "But the only Son, who is at the Father's side," or in the Father's bosom, "has made him known." So we cannot see God the Father. Paul tells us he dwells in light inapproachable, whom no man can see or has seen. But we can see him represented, perfectly represented, in the person of his Son and manifested in human history as Jesus of Nazareth. And you remember Jesus said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." You want to know what God is like? You have to look at Jesus. He's the perfect representative. And then we need to bear in mind that not only was he attested by the last of the Old Testament prophets, but he was foretold by all the Old Testament prophets. And here's a verse that's familiar to many in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, speaking of this miraculous manifestation of Jesus. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." There's certain remarkable contrasts or paradoxes in that prophecy, which open up the door to the revelation of this mystery. The wording is very exact. Jesus was born as a child, a little infant, but he was given as a son, the eternal Son. He didn't become the Son of God by being born of Mary. He was born as a child, but given as the eternal Son. And then this same child is also called the Everlasting Father, or the Father of Eternity, and the Prince of Peace, and the Mighty God. Here we have a child who is to be born, and yet is to be the Mighty God. How clear that prediction is when we see it fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth. And we have to see here the tremendous implications for the human race and for each of us individually of this event in human history, the birth of the Son of God, his manifestation in human flesh. Let me say just two vital facts that I want you to bear in mind. First, all history was affected by his coming. The world has never been the same since. Secondly, our response to him determines our destiny. The way we respond to God manifesting himself in history, in the person of Jesus, is going to be decisive for our personal destiny in time and in eternity.
You know those powerful words of Jesus, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father," really helps us understand that if we look at Jesus, we see God. You know, there have been some heresies in the history of the church that try to separate the nature of Jesus from God who reigns in heaven. But I'll tell you what, God specifically sent his Son to show us what he was like. That much mercy, that much love, that much compassion, that's who God is. Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is going to be with us in just a few moments as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
How would you define extravagant? The absolute best? Over-the-top luxury? The ultimate in comfort and security? Then what would extravagant love be like? And what would extravagant love mean to you? The dictionary defines extravagant as going beyond reasonable limits, excessive, or unrestrained. And although you may not realize it, the truth is, you are loved in that way right now. God Himself loves you extravagantly. In his book, Extravagant Love, Derek Prince searched out key parables and scriptures from the Bible that define and explain God's love. He compiled these verses along with his insights into a comprehensive, easy-to-read book. God's love is not only unconditional, it is excessive and unrestrained. That is why we want you to have a free copy of Extravagant Love, absolutely free and postage paid. To get your copy, give us a call right now, 800-448-3261. The book and the call are both free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the extravagant inheritance that waits you. Grasp the scope of God's extravagant love for you. Call now and request your free copy. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Extravagant Love when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. Joining me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, who always comes with great insight and perspective on what Derek's been teaching. Dick, great to have you with me.
Thank you, Stephen. It's always great here to be with you here in the studio and just have time to talk together.
Well, I think that this teaching of Derek's sounds sort of normal and generic, you know, the new life, how many series and studies and sermons have been named that. But Derek's got some unique spin on this, doesn't he?
He really does. And this is something that I find with Derek's teaching that's just amazing. I'll tell you a little story. Recently, we had a book that we were working on, and it was on a topic. It was one of those basic topics, and I, you know, when the manuscript came to me, I do the editing on the manuscript to make sure that it really reflects Derek and you know, expresses what was on his heart. And as I was looking at it, I thought, you know, do I really want to read another book on this topic? You know, I've read just about everything that I could on that topic. And what I found was, as I read through it, Derek had a unique way of just encapsulating the thoughts that were most pertinent to that topic. And it was phenomenal. I mean, it was one of the best and most comprehensive looks at the topic that he was dealing with. And this is just something that we see so much with Derek. He was a gifted teacher, and that was what made his ministry so remarkable.
You know what impresses me is that he did not bow to the sort of societal pressure to keep things hyper simple. You know, most of the ministry that we have in America today, and I don't mean to be insulting, is really a mile wide, an inch deep. It may be cool, it may be colorful, it may be humorous, it may be powerful in some sense, but it's not exceptionally deep. You know, I think everybody decries the lack of depth in teaching, and yet, you know, Derek's just hitting away here with Hebrew and Greek, and, you know, the doctrine of the words, one of the most complex doctrines in the history of systematic theology, and Derek just goes right to it, you know, and he's teaching a room full of just normal, you know, folks. It's not a scholarly gathering, and yet he makes it understandable. So, you know, we don't mean to over-exalt him. It's just that it's wonderful to have this legacy.
Well, it is. And, you know, you read, as a writer, I've always been schooled that you write to a 12-year-old mentality. I always thought that was kind of demeaning.
It's insulting,
you know?
Isn't it?
It really
is. Yeah.
And that's something that you don't find in Derek's teaching. He has the amazing ability to make things very simple. But at the same time, he presents it on a very solid intellectual level, and that's one of the things I really appreciate him about him. But the thing that I really appreciate about this teaching is that one simple point comes through so much. Whether you encounter the Lord in the form of Jesus Christ, who was the expression of the Father, or whether you encounter him in his Word, once you encounter Jesus, your life will never be the same. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, three examples came to mind. Two of them are from the book of Luke, Luke 8, and they happen almost contemporaneously. The woman who reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and her thinking was, if I can just touch Jesus, my life will be changed forever. That's exactly what happened.
Yes.
The other one was Jairus, the temple official, the synagogue official, whose daughter had just passed away, and he said the same thing. Basically, if I can just get in touch with Jesus, my life and my daughter's life will be restored. And then the last one is the Apostle Paul, who basically had the encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. His life was never the same, Stephen. From that point on, he was a different guy, and look how God used him as a result.
You know, Dick, Ephesians 1:9 has this great prayer of Paul's that we would have a spirit of revelation, wisdom and revelation, to know Jesus better. And I'm wondering, just in the minute that we have left or so, if you wouldn't mind praying for our listeners, that throughout this week they'll have a spirit of wisdom and revelation, because this really requires more than just a mental level, an academic level of knowledge. It requires revelation from the Holy Spirit to understand what's being said.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Stephen, and it's a privilege to pray. Father, we come before you and we ask for every person listening to this broadcast right now that as they hear these words, that you'll do something in their heart and in their spirit that will totally open their inner man and their spirit to a revelation of who you are. Lord, I pray that there would be an actual encounter that would take place, that they would actually see you, hear you, and be able to understand everything that you're wanting to communicate with them. Father, I pray that as a result of that, they will be changed forever. That person who hears your voice and who hears your call will be changed forever. And I pray, Lord, that it would make an impact not only upon them, but upon all those who are around them and upon the community in which we live. Lord, we thank you that you have that ability to make that kind of impact, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Dick. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Transformed for Life, give us a call toll free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Extravagant Love. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online
at derekprince.org.